This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The last verse, Proverbs 18:21 again. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. My guess is somebody can think of an occasion this week, where you have either been on the receiving end of someone else's words, or you have been a victimizer. You have been the victim maker. And all I want to say to you is this, it's not to lay a guilt trip on you, is that being a victimizer of people with our words is like any other sin. It requires the forgiveness of Christ. Would you listen to that again? It's a sin, and like any other sin, it requires the forgiveness of Christ. So many men dismiss their words and say, they're just words. Get over it. So many women dismiss what they say and get over it. They're just words. And then they'll tell you about words that impacted them in a profound way. They haven't gotten over it. We can't take back our words. Like an arrow loosed from a bow, once released, our words do what they will do, and they cannot return to us. If we must speak, better that our words be generous and kind. Better that we opt for a consecrated spontaneity that builds rather than angry, reckless impetuosity that injures and scars. The good news is that there are many words that we can say to help others. Words that heal, words that bless, words that build, words like, I love you. Forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry. It's all right. We heal with our words or we condemn with our words. We bless or we tear down. We build up or we destroy with our words. Words have power. And that's why I would be remiss if I didn't share two verses with you as we close about the power, the most powerful statement you will ever make. It's from the book of Romans 10, the 10th chapter, that says this. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Words matter to the Lord. That's why week after week we ask people to repeat these words. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and I accept him as the Lord of my life. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says to do. It's with our mouth that we confess. Those of you that are married, when you had your wedding vows in front of one or two people, 100 people, doesn't matter, 500 people, you were confessing your love and your commitment for that person publicly. That's what you were doing. You were confessing, I love this person and I'm committed to this person. That's what a wedding's about. Those two confessions are made. When you confess Christ, you confess the truth that you believe that Jesus is everything he claimed to be. You don't believe he's just a great person. You don't believe he's a great teacher, great role model for the kids. You confess this, he's Lord. He's the Lord of the universe and the Lord of my life. There's nothing more important in the universe than to say those words, he is Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the word today from Proverbs about our speech, about our tongues. We have pierced people with our tongues verbally. We pierce them emotionally and spiritually. We read today that words have the power to heal and they have the power to destroy. They have the power of life and death. Remind us of that the next conversation we have with our spouse. Remind us of that the next conversation with a child or a parent. Remind us of that tomorrow at work. Remind us of that in interaction with siblings. Whatever we do, whoever we talk to, words have power.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.